Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Going back to the discussion around Iran, Jordan Steckler is a research analyst at United Against Nuclear Iran. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
A great pleasure. Is there any justification in Iran saying that Vienna talks could hinge on Western decisions?
Yes, I do think that it is. Sorry, I'm getting some feedback. I think it is the case that ultimately the talks will come down to whether the West is willing to countenance a bad deal. So in that sense, I think that Iran is correct.
So where are we right now? I mean, we know that for Iran, the longer they kick the can down the road, the better. Obviously, they don't love the sanctions, but during this time, they are still continuing, I would imagine, with their program. What is actually happening here?
So I think that you raise a great point. I think that Iran is using the nuclear negotiations as a cover to stall for time and advance its nuclear program. And it shrunk its breakout time, which is the amount of time it would need to acquire the fissile material for a nuclear weapon, down to a matter of weeks, or as it was about 12 months before the talks started. So I think that the state of play now is that they are happy to bide for time. They have the Biden administration has loosened its sanctions enforcement, and so the Chinese have provided Iran with a lifeline. It's used to restock its foreign currency reserves. So the regime is sitting pretty at the moment. And the deck is stacked in its favor in the talks.
Mm. So can anything positive come out of this? Because Iran, we know this, that their goal is to acquire nuclear weapons. So what are we actually talking about here? Why would they agree to anything if they're going to continue doing this anyway?
I think that that comes down to a fundamental flaw in just how we've approached these talks, which is we've abandoned any talk from the beginning of the administration that we wanted a longer, stronger deal. And right now we're just focused on getting back into the JCPOA. And so for Iran, that is a very enticing proposition, because that would allow them a patient pathway to the bomb when all of the provisions of the JCPOA, the major provisions, start sunsetting in just a couple of years. So they would get the sanctions relief that they need, and it would take away any incentive from them to then further negotiate on issues like their missile program, their support for terrorism, their human rights violations. I think that what's needed is kind of for the U.S. to take a step back, to go back to a maximum pressure type of framework, and to say to Iran, you know, we have maximalist demands of our own, and you will face the full weight of pressure.
Isn't this type of pressure a little bit late? There was a time a couple of weeks ago where we started seeing a shift in language, both from the United States and from Israel, that almost alluded to military action. And this was escalating, the language that we were starting to see coming out of the government there both in both those countries. But then now it seems to have waned a little bit, and we're back to this almost flip-flopping and going nowhere, really, in terms of progress. Do you think that military action is a real possibility as far as the United States is concerned? I think it might be different United States and Israel, which is maybe why I want to break up the question.
Yeah, I think in terms of the United States, that's a fairly distant proposition. I think Israel is more likely to, if it feels that its red lines are being approached, to be the one to spring to action. But I do think that the credible threat of military force is kind of the U.S.'s last big trump card in the debates, in the negotiations. And the only thing that really could be brought to bear on Iran, if it believed that there was a credible threat of military force, that would get it to make the concessions that it needs to. to bring its program back into compliance.
In terms of your own analysis, do you think that, I mean, obviously, no one's got a crystal ball and no one can predict exactly how everyone's going to behave. But if I had to ask you your guess, best guess, how do you think this is going to end?
It's a good question. I think that it is likely that we might see some sort of breakthrough at the last moment. I mean, the original JCPOA kind of caught everyone by surprise in 2015. So you might see something like that. But then I think that the U.S. Congress could serve as a stumbling block. Any agreement that did come out of these talks would have to pass muster, or else it would only be, as good as the current administration. So it's hard to prognosticate, but I think that the prospects for an actual good deal that would permanently forestall Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons, I definitely would not bet on that being the outcome.
One of our listeners saying it's tragic how Netanyahu and Trump worked to end the nuclear deal. Is that tragic?
I don't think so. I think that there was not much of a plan for follow-through when they withdrew. I think that the withdrawal and then the maximum pressure campaign were good, but that had to be coupled with actual concrete steps to push back against Iran in the region, to bring that pressure to bear for specific purposes. Getting Iran to make the concessions that it needed. And so that kind of foresight wasn't seen. And so I think that that kind of led to the situation that we're in now.
All right. It is a conversation that we are no doubt going to continue having as we keep an eye on what is happening there. Jordan Stekler is research analyst at the United Against a Nuclear Iran.